proclamation number 8495 dated the May 13th, 1963. Explanation about reincarnation, Jesus and salvation. It is completely misguided to assume a return to earth in order to atone for the guilt of sin, although God's law of divine justice demands compensation for all guilt. Yet there are truly many possibilities open to me, so that one day all guilt will surely be redeemed and the being can be admitted into the kingdom of light and bliss again, which is closed to it in the state of guilt. The kingdom of the beyond, into which the soul enters after the death of its body, corresponds to its degree of maturity, hence it can either stay in utter darkness or in brightest light, and as a result its fate will either be an agonizing or a glorious one. And both the torments as well as the splendors are indescribable and impossible to explain to you humans, and therefore the torments, thus the fate of the unredeemed, sinful souls, can be dreadful, and the soul consequently often suffers beyond imagination for its guilt or for the sake of its guilt, thus with its suffering it also makes amends for much of its guilt. And its state of suffering can last an infinitely long time if it is incorrigible, if it refuses to accept advice from the spiritual guides who want to help it out of its misery. For it cannot enter the kingdom of light until it has redeemed its guilt, as far as it concerns the sins it has committed on earth. But since the original sin of its apostasy from God is far greater and this guilt can never be redeemed by the being itself, the human being on earth or his soul in the beyond irrevocably has to find Jesus Christ. For he alone is able to deliver it from this guilt for which he died on the cross. Without Jesus Christ the soul will never be free from its guilt, even if it languishes for ages in the darkness of the beyond. Thus it is to call upon Jesus for mercy, for forgiveness of its guilt, and time and again its spiritual helpers will try to persuade it to seek salvation in him, who sacrificed his life for this guilt. And if the soul hands itself over to him, then its original sin as well its guilt of sin committed on earth will be redeemed. Then it will be free from all guilt and for the sake of Jesus' blood will be accepted in the kingdom of light and bliss. If, however, the soul is so obstinate that it will not turn to him despite all efforts by the beings of light trying to help, it will descend ever lower. Its torments will be immeasurable, and if it still doesn't succeed in lifting itself up from hell, which even then is still possible with the light being's help, it will have to take the path through the works of creation again in order to sooner or later reach its goal after all. Yet this return to earth is not the soul's reincarnation as you humans assume, and it is also all but desirable, because once again it is an infinitely long state of agony for the soul, having been dissolved into the tiniest of particles, until it reaches the stage of a human being again. You humans have to be told time and again that you will never be released from your guilt without Jesus Christ. This is why Jesus' act of salvation is so significant, because he alone is the gate to the kingdom of light. For even if your immense torment in the beyond makes amends for the guilt of sin which you committed on earth, you will nevertheless be unable to enter the kingdom of light without redemption from your original sin by Jesus Christ. And similarly, even a repeated life on earth would be of no use to you, because you would add new guilt and first have to find Jesus, whom you can also find in the beyond. Hence you don't need to return to earth again. Time and again I draw your attention to this misguided teaching, because you thereby also devalue the act of salvation, because by way of this misguided teaching you try to convince your fellow human beings that you are able to remove the guilt by yourselves, and thus you bypass Jesus, but without whom you can never be delivered from your original sin, which cannot be redeemed even through the greatest agony on earth or in the beyond. Let yourselves become convinced of the importance of taking the path to the cross, and don't deceive yourselves with false hopes by which you will only prolong your unredeemed state and languish for an infinitely long time in darkness, for He alone is the light which descended to earth, which brought you salvation from sin and death, if only you would voluntarily appeal to Him for forgiveness of your guilt. If only you didn't rely on being able to cope with your guilt in further earthly lives and through such belief only ever prolong the state of darkness and suffering, for without Jesus Christ and His act of salvation you will never attain light, freedom and beatitude, without Jesus Christ you will never be delivered from your guilt. Amen.